Excuse me just a moment. Someone's at the door.
Here comes someone with a huge head. Look at that thing.
This is Marvin Hamlisch.
This may sound somewhat unusual, but if you were willing to use the ladies' room at the bus depot this morning.
Well, we're talking about it because Barbara Streisand, there's an article now that she will only travel with her own Winnebago because she won't use a public restroom. Mm-mm. She will not let her velveteen cheeks touch the porcelain of some foreign area. And I have that same problem.
Most do.
It just doesn't seem right. Certain applications, if it's just a have to, you know.
Doesn't bother a lot of guys.
And tell me something, why don't they put doors on, in the men's room?
Who cares?
Well, you don't want someone, you know, viewing you in your most private time.
It's normal, everyday, healthy function guys go through it.
Do they talk to each other and look at each other?
Sure, yeah.
They do?
Swap sports page.
Oh.
No, what do you mean? There are doors. There are doors here.
Oh, there might
not be doors at Fort Bragg, North Carolina.
Well, I know that a lot of places, the men's rooms, like in our boys growing up in the grade school, they didn't have doors.
You make do. You shift into a different gear.
Well, John certainly does, as we know the story of the Chevron station.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to be the next guy in that room.
He used the towel dispenser. I cannot believe that. And you told the story. But how would it happen? I can't remember that how you got up on the counter. Oh, well.
What I'm telling you, that invention, necessity is the mother of invention.
That's what you say.
And it was all out of necessity. And
that's
also.
That's never a necessity that bad.
No, this was.
Oh, I don't.
You don't know.
You hold it if that's the case.
Oh, that was the least of my options. Sorry about that, Patrice. Nice suggestion. I could only dream.
I said hold it, don't.
No.
Listen, we have one of those little inky dinky songs here for you, Patrice.
Say, this is a toe-tapper.
I've got to play something off Daddy's jukebox that I like.
He always sings raggedy music to the cattle as he swings. A highfalutin, rootin', tootin' son of a gun from Arizona. Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
That was wonderful.
That was wonderful. Yeah. And I'll tell you something, that's going to stick with you throughout the day today, and you'll find yourself.
Nope.
Every few minutes, you'll be going, dun, da, 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 da. It's one of those that won't leave you.
And we can thank you for that, Ragtime Robin.
Thank you. Not yet. You know, that's.
Next week.
About that. Oh, that is just awful.
I know.
That was disgusting what you just said to me.
I know.
May you get a prostate the size of a croquet ball.
Well, that would be an improvement then.
Was it going down in size?
Down from soccer.
Okay.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, I was wondering if I might ask Robin to quit playing that fuddy-duddy music and...
What would you like?
Playing the good rock and roll.
Ooh, like, what kind of good rock do you like?
What's the name of the song?
Well, I'd rather listen to some Pink Floyd myself.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Blues tunes.
What are you going to? They're our artist of the day, so we're on the same page, right? We're cleared for takeoff.
Well, let me ask you this. Does this work for you? Just tell me if you like this, because I want to make sure that you're happy.
Animal crackers in my soup. Monkeys and rabbits eat the loop. But I have fun. Swallowing animals one by
There's
one.
Something pink.
You like
it's
that?
It's a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
Little pink.
Do you want
Shirley.
That instead?
It's Pink Shirley.
Would that make you happy?
Sure.
All right. See, easy to please.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you how much I enjoyed Ragtime Cowboy Joe.
Thank you very much.
The joy of joys. I just dropped my 13-year-old daughter off in front of a bunch of friends at school with that cranking.
Yeah,
so
well,
I'm
that
the biggest
other guy.
Weirdo dad at that school today, and I'm having fun with it.
Sure enough, I'm going to go to the phone here, John. Good morning.
The Bus Depot Dilemma.
Mm-hmm.
I have a suggestion on how to keep your derriere from hitting the seat. It's called ass jacks.
Really? How do they work?
You take the toilet paper rolls off the dispenser, you set them like stilts, elevate your butt, you sit on the...
Ass jacks.
Look precarious.
It's a pretty good idea. Thank you.
Have you ever tried the precarious ass jack method?
No, not so much ass jacks, but I have a method called poo blocks.
Oh, my God.
In construction, you know, you got the Santa cans, you got to use those, and they're pretty nasty. Mm.
Oh.
So what you do is you take and cut a couple of 2x4s
oh, no
and set them there, and boom, you got poo blocks.
I gotcha.
So I just wanted to, you know, put in my two cents.
Well, that's really fun. So thank you. Now we've got ass jacks and poo blocks.
Really. So now for that special moment, you need a skill saw, right?
Right.
Well, there's a promotion for Kip Kuderman. He's in the lumber industry, right?
I don't think that he's going with that. Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, I just wanted to tell you that the Sons of the Pioneers, great tune to pick.
Mm. Well, thank you. That's very kind. I think that they're truly a crowd pleaser.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, sir. Good morning.
By God, we're going to fight and claw and scratch until there's laser Sons of the Pioneers.
Wouldn't that be great?
At the arena.
With little wagon trains in the sky with a lay on your back and bring your pillow.
I think it could work.
Hi.
What is it, bud?
What is it?
Today's topic on the highly rated Robin and Maynard show, crappy music and taking a crap.
Well, not really.
You charming.
We've talked about, you know, the city's
going to... Call in now and win a Mr. Crap hat.
Well, no, we're talking about the ivy that's being outlawed in King County now and things like that. Didn't you catch that?
Yeah.
And you can wipe with ivy.
No, you cannot, and I wouldn't recommend it. But if it takes root...
You're going to make a bundle of it and just scoot along.
Okay, that's enough, butthead. I've got another call coming in. Good morning.
Yeah, what's that jerk's name? I want to file.
You want to file.
Get my hands on that dude.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Officer Lee Groyman, and I'm Seattle's toughest cop. This is a radio station.
This is a radio station.
Yeah, you two are really breaking me up this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to grow on me.
Mm-hmm.
Just like English ivy.
Mm.
And I hate English ivy.
Do you really?
I hate it so much, I've decided to outlaw King County. You listen to me?
Yeah, I got you.
You know, you could drop one seed of that criminal weed in the middle of I-5 on Friday, and by Sunday, you wouldn't be able to see a single square inch of pavement.
No, no, no.
Well, what is it?
So if I see any English ivy growing, if I see anybody that's English or anybody named English or named ivy, that's where your head meets wood.
Mm-hmm.
So help me, I'll crush you with 22 pounds of blue spruce weed killer. My little hip-hugging buddy, I like to call Roundup.
Yeah.
So you grow at your own risk, dude. I'm Officer Ed Hume, and I kill weeds dead. That's right.
You're Ed Hume?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were Officer Lee Groyman, Seattle's...
Oh, I hope he calls back constantly. He makes me hot.
Hi, how are you?
Really
Hi,
nice.
Hi, Robin.
Hiya.
Maynard.
Yes. Maynard.
I listen to you every day.
Oh, thank you very much. That's nice.
Boy is 10.
Say what?
Stink.
Stinky.
Okay.
Pewy.